This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, August 18th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the distraction. Kind of follow along here. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the Biden administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. According to a new report issued by Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, the Biden administration may have dramatically undercounted the number of U.S. citizens stuck in Afghanistan at the end of the military's withdrawal. This report was obtained by the Daily Mail on Monday. Now, again, the Daily Mail is a London-based newspaper, news organization. The Daily Mail Online is where we get a lot of stuff about what's happening here in domestic politics, because the London-based news organizations do a better job of reporting on American politicians on both parties than most of our domestic news sources. Anyway, more than 800 Americans were rescued by the State Department from behind enemy lines over the past year. This is contrary to what Secretary of State Blinken said, that less than 100 Americans were still left in Afghanistan trying to escape in September of last year. Again, Blinken, 100. The House Republicans said 800. Big difference. The conflict-ridden country, Afghanistan, that is, fell to the Taliban last August 15th. Again, under directions from President Biden, the military pulled out, and it was disastrous. Just 36 consular officers left in country to deal with thousands of Afghans trying to escape. Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs Committee also pointing out that a number of elite Afghan fighters trained and armed by the United States may now pose a security risk because they had no options other than to flee to Iran, taking some of that expensive weaponry with them. So, with the one-year anniversary of this disaster coming up here in the United States, the timing of the raid on President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, Florida, now makes more sense, doesn't it? Besides the deep state wanting to kneecap the former president before the 2024 presidential campaign really gets underway, Democrats need a distraction. Topic number 4, dividing America. This was the purpose of the attention paid by the White House to a series of murders in Albuquerque, New Mexico over the past 4 months. On August 5th, a murder victim became the fourth Muslim in Albuquerque to be killed since November of 2021. Now, even though the killer was unknown, his motives were unknown, many rushed to the press to declare that these were hate crimes. In a post on Twitter that started, "I'm angered and saddened by the horrific killings of four Muslim men in Albuquerque," President Biden asserted, "My administration stands strongly with the Muslim community. These hateful attacks have no place in America." His tweet followed by similar sentiment about 15 minutes later from Vice President Harris. But then reality hit on August 9th. Police arrested a man in connection with those four murders, and it turns out that he himself, Mohammed Syed, is a Muslim. You see, Syed is a Sunni, and he allegedly murdered four Shia Muslims, apparently angry that his daughter, a Sunni, had agreed to marry a Shia man. What many of us here in the United States, many of us in the West, don't understand is that the conflict, the animosity between Shia and Sunni is even more intense than between Muslim and Jew, Muslim and Christian, Muslim and Hindu. Well, the topic has suddenly dropped from the radar in Washington, D.C. But why did these killings get so much attention until the identity of the alleged murderer was known? Because it fit a narrative that can be used to further divide America, that we, white Christians in America, are the true threat to national security, which, just to put it mildly, happens not to be the case. And of course, there is no mention from the White House of the persecution of our brothers and sisters around the world. According to a journalist and historian, Raymond Ibrahim, some 360 million Christians around the world are currently persecuted for their religious identity, and 80% of that persecution occurs in Muslim nations. On average, every single day, 13 Christians are killed for their faith, 12 illegally arrested or imprisoned, 5 abducted, and 12 churches or other Christian buildings attacked and often destroyed. Again, that is every single day. But not a word from the White House, not a word from number 10 Downing Street, any other Christian capital. Not a word from Hollywood, not a word from our media, and sadly, far too often, not a word from us in Christian media. Now, my goal here is not to stir up anti-Muslim sentiment, just to bring a dose of reality to the political narrative here in the United States. The supernatural war in which we are deployed has consequences in the natural realm, most of which do not affect us here in the United States or in the West. But our brothers and sisters in the Middle East, in China, Africa, they endure great tribulation every single day. Topic number three, Pfizer docs. More than 40% of pregnant women who participated in Pfizer's mRNA COVID vaccine trial suffered miscarriages. This is according to internal Pfizer documents. Not right-wing conspiracy theorist websites, but internal Pfizer documents released under court order. Now, despite this, Pfizer and then the Biden administration insisted that the vaccines were safe for pregnant women. According to the Pfizer documents, 22 out of 50 women, pregnant women included in the tests, lost their babies. Now, you might remember that back in January, U.S. District Court Judge Mark Pittman of the Northern District of Texas ordered the FDA to release around 12,000 documents immediately and then 55,000 pages per month so that the public could see how and why the mRNA vaccines were approved for use. Last November, the FDA had proposed releasing only 500 pages per month, which would have taken 75 years to release all of those documents. Anyway, according to the batch of documents released in late July, 44% of the pregnant women in the trial suffered miscarriages. This is according to author and journalist Dr. Naomi Wolf. In the past, only about 10 to 15% of pregnancies result in miscarriage. This should have been enough to call an end to the trial, but it did not. Topic number two, woke racists. A deal struck between the Minneapolis Public Schools and the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers to end a two-week strike include a provision that requires schools to lay off or reassign white teachers before taking the same action with educators of color. The provisions labeled educator of color protections. And here we see the true nature of equity and diversity in action. It is essentially racism that's been rebranded. Again, another division, another attempt, rather, by, well, principalities and powers behind the scenes to manipulate and divide us as a nation. The people who are actively calling for this on cameras, on the streets, many of them know not what they do. They are dupes. They are human shields in this spiritual war. Equity and diversity is a reversal of the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s. Dr. King would be horrified. Now it is all about skin color. Coming up, eternal life on the holodeck. That's next on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the Final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist, and does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics, such as the mark of the beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, going boldly where no persons have gone before, in a sense. Two parts to this story. We read in the Daily Mail again today that a deceased woman talked with mourners at her own funeral thanks to a new artificial intelligence-powered holographic video technology. 87-year-old Marina Smith, who passed away in June, was able to appear as a hologram at a service, a memorial service, shortly after her cremation at the end of July. Mrs. Smith gave a brief speech about her life, responded to questions from family members attending the ceremony. Now, the technology, according to the report, is available in the UK beginning this week, which is why the story is being published today. And it was created by her son, Dr. Stephen Smith, who's the co-founder and CEO of a Los Angeles-based AI company called StoryFile. According to Dr. Smith, StoryFile creates a digital clone of the subject by using 20 synchronized cameras to record them answering a series of questions. Experts then process the footage, tagging clips and using it to train an artificial intelligence to respond to questions from mourners at a memorial ceremony. The finished product then uploaded to the StoryFile platform, which can be interacted with after an individual has died. To say this is creepy is an understatement. In fact, it's almost like a movie plot. What happens if it starts answering questions to which the subject never responded? Now, taking this a step further, the company, StoryFile, also worked with legendary actor William Shatner last year to create a hologram of himself that he said will help preserve his memory and legacy for generations to come. Star Trek generation. Oh, wait, that's a different show. Shatner, going where no man has gone before, according to the StoryFile co-founder, and generations in the future will be able to interact with Mr. Shatner. Not an avatar, not a deepfake, but actually the hologram of the real William Shatner answering questions. No, no, this is just an artificial intelligence faking William Shatner. Again, issues here. Number one, Mr. Shatner, love your work. We saw, Sharon and I saw him when he came to Branson here with his one-man show a few years ago. It was wonderful, fantastic. But let your body of work be your legacy. That's what I intend to do. And frankly, if you want to find out more, ask questions of me at some future point. Join me in the kingdom. We'll have all eternity to catch up and learn everything that we need to know about one another and about all of history. That's the legacy that we should leave as Christians. Bring as many people in your family, your friends, your network of co-workers and colleagues. Share the hope that you have in Jesus Christ, and then we will have all eternity and not a hologram. Which, again, if a human mind, which is a bioelectrical device, can be overwhelmed by an external force, i.e. a demon, How about a holographic avatar? It's possible. And like I said, to say it's creepy is an understatement. Well, the transhumanist movement is all about using technology to live eternally, and more than that, to become as gods. It is a new religion. This is the first of the Skywatch Films documentaries, and in fact, it is an award-winning documentary. That's just one of the films you can access right now in full HD for as little as $3 from Skywatch Films. Be educated. Don't be one of those who, like the prophet Isaiah said 2,600 years ago, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Take advantage of this. Skywatchfilms.com. Instant access as little as $3. Skywatchfilms.com. We depend on your support here at Skywatch TV. Our work supports the ongoing work at Whispering Ponies Ranch and the healing that children, damaged children, receive through the use of therapy animals there. We don't charge a dime to our partner ministries, Royal Family Kids, or Teen Challenge now. So we want to thank you for your support. And every time you send a gift, if you're in the U.S. or Canada during the month of August, we'll send you the very timely book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil. You can find out more online. And if you're so led, donate, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us at 844-750-4985. This week in Skywatch TV, we're talking end times with Ryan Pitterson, researcher, author, very smart man. He's got a JD from Columbia. So, yes, he puts this to use. His new book, The Final Nephilim, an insightful analysis of Scripture and commentaries written by prominent theologians of generations gone by. Don't miss this discussion. The four-week series, all available at skywatchtv.com. Our broadcast show, if you want to tell a friend about it and let them know when and where it's on the air in their area, our broadcast schedule is posted at the website, skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, we'll broadcast on your schedule. Whenever it's convenient, just click the remote and we're there. All of our video content comes through your TV that way. And of course, you can download all of our video content right to your smartphone or tablet alongside a calendar of our upcoming events and news updates, important news, 3 times a week updated. And that is for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. We have apps for all of those and links to the app stores, just to make it convenient, posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at our website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.